Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Cairo, Egypt. Egypt is now building the largest airbase in the entire nation, located in the Sinai Peninsula. The big question is this an airbase to be used to fight Islamic State or the State of Israel? That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Looks like the report coming out of Egypt is that they are building their largest air base in the entire country, and it's going to be located in the Sinai. Now, some have questioned, is that to go after Islamic State or ultimately to go after Israel? What are your thoughts?
They've been talking about building a new air base in the Sinai for some time, so it's not a brand new idea. Their excuse certainly is that they're fighting Islamic militants, not only in the Sinai, where they're strongest in Egypt, but also in the area, and they may have to support the Saudis in any future conflict, which is actually very true, and the Sinai is the closest position to the Gulf and the Gulf states and Saudi Arabia. It's also, of course, closer to Iran. It's on the eastern edge of Egypt, so it would make any Egyptian involvement in any future conflicts with Iran a little more fightable. But, of course, it's also right along Israel's border. And as you point that out, it's making the Israelis a little bit nervous. But then again, the things that can happen in the Middle East, if there were a major assassination, if there were something that set off the Muslim world entirely, let's say a terror attack by a Jewish group on the Temple Mount or something to that effect, we could see the pressure on the Egyptian government to change course, and any weapons they have can be used any which way. But we'll probably end up accepting it as just another fact of what's going on in the Middle East. They far more fear that some of these countries may start nuclear weapons programs. That's always been their greatest fear.
David Dolan with the details and the significance of Egypt's largest airbase being built in the Sinai Desert. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In 1979, Egypt and Israel signed a peace treaty, the Camp David Accords. Since that time, there has been a shaky peace relationship between Egypt and Israel. However, Bible prophecy reveals that that will not always be the case. Daniel chapter 11 is the prophetic passage that deals with the future prophetic scenario in the Middle East. Daniel chapter 11, verse 43, refers to the king of the south, and that has to be geographically the nation of Egypt. The end time scenario in Daniel 11, verses 40 to 43, reveals that Syria, king of the north, and Egypt, king of the south, will form a coalition to attack the nation of Israel. In fact, Syria and Egypt will lead that alignment of nations to try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Now let me quickly remind you that prophetic scenario is indeed ready to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...